I don't know. I don't even know. I don't do it myself. I don't know where there's a record. Oh, up there on top corner?
I guess so. It looks like it works.
Okay. Anyway, so let's look over this Tarsus again, because I think there's such a big break from we stopped last week. So let's read over this Tarsus. A very interesting Tarsus. But the main part that's interesting is the end. So we should get to the end. But let's read it again. It says in the Mishnah, Bigvil, Zen Naisen Gimel Tvachim, Vizen Naisen. Okay. Hodel Kani Bigvil, Vav Tvachim, Shimdel Nitam Amar, Vav the Cholap. Okay. So this sounds like a standpoint that Mishavis Adakasha should have written it differently. He said, because then we would have made a mistake.
I know that this is not our focus, but how could we make the mistake? At this point, we're assuming that the Hakol Kaminag Medina is carved in stone. So we see what the Medina's Minag is, and if it's six, you know, if it's three for each one, it's three. If it's six for each one, it's six.
We would think that that's the Mishnah is telling you there's a Minag Medina. Normal Minag Medina is six and six.
That the normal Minag is?
And the Mishnah is writing the apparently the. There's a Pisuma called Kaminaga Medina. So the Mishnah is telling you, we don't know why the Mishnah writes it, but it's just telling you, I assume it's telling you the normal case, and then it says.
Yeah, but at this point of Tosas, yeah, Tosas, you know, assume that Kaminaga Medina, meaning we'll go higher, we'll go lower. So you just look at what Kaminaga Medina is, and that's it.
So what's the Mishnah doing? The Mishnah is telling you what the norm is. There is no Kaminaga Medina. What if you're in a place where there's no Minag HaMedina?
If there is no Minag HaMedina, then the norm is six. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can say that, because then Tavis has no, in the next caution, that's in Shver. And I mean, there is no such thing as there's no Minag HaMedina. But okay. I don't know. And Taimar, Amaya is tricks. Okay, but Amaya is tricks, but Mitne. Many meetings we have because is Kinatan. I call Kaminaga Medina. Well, Shinogo Kenyasu.
But what's the kasha? Rashi says Kaminaga Medina means what type of wall to use. It has nothing to do with the measurement. So what's the kasha altogether?
But Pashib Shat. I mean, that's what the Rush says. But Pashib Shat, I'm calling Kaminaga Medina, is going on the measurements and the material.
Arguing Rashi.
I don't know. That's what Tavis assumed the Pashtus is. I don't know if Rashi is where. Rashi doesn't say Beferish. Okay. But Pashtus Shat, Tavis held that the Kol Kaminaga Medina, logically, just like it goes on the material, it also goes on the measurements. Why should there be a difference? It goes on everything, and that's the steam eslashin of the Mishnah. Kol Kaminaga Medina goes on everything. It could be. Okay, we'll have to see when we get to Rabbeinu Tam. But that was seemingly Tavis's Havanina. Amai Yishtrik Mini, he does feel because it's Kinana Kol Kaminaga Medina, Roshinogu Gen Yasu. Okay, Vishleimar, Inogu Yasim Yvabi Gildo Yasa. Again, Kula. If you do more, you don't have to do it more. In other words, the miyu is Tavis is mechadesh chiddush, that if you do more than vav, you don't have to do. The minhag medina is more you don't have to do. So now the pashtus reading of the Mishnah, that just like the shear of the Mishnah is to tell you more you don't have to do, so likewise the shear of the Mishnah is to tell you that also less you don't follow the minhag medina. That's the simple mashmos. Once Tavis, in other words, Tavis is going from one extreme to the other. Tavis Havamina was I call Kaminaga Medina include is everything and the numbers in the Mishnah are irrelevant. That was Taisus is having you. Therefore, Taisus asked the Kasha, what are you telling me the measurements for? Taisus answers that the measurements are overriding Minhag HaMedina. So then Taisus felt that if it's overriding Minhag HaMedina, then just like it overrides Minhag HaMedina, if you want the Minhag HaMedina to do more, it would also override the Minhag HaMedina if the Minhag HaMedina is to do less. That's once you're, you know, that would be being consistent. If that's what the words mean, so we should be consistent. So Taibis' answer is Umiyu. And even though that's the Pashtus is that if we override, that the minute that the language of the Mishnah is Mashma, that we override the Minhag HaMedina in both ways. But it's Mukhruf that we don't override the Minhag HaMedina as far as going down.
Because once again, why isn't it Mukhruf just because the Mishnah says we go by Minhag HaMedina, so obviously we have to be going by Minhag HaMedina in some way.
Okay, I don't know.
Isn't that Mukhruf? If the Mishnah says we go by Minhag HaMedina, that means obviously in some way we're going like Minhag HaMedina.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's
no. It brings a raya from Hutzah v'Dafna.
Yeah. In other words, the I don't know. I don't know. I hear your point, but the apparently Taibis needs a raya from Hutzah v'Dafna, unless you would say Hutzah v'Dafna. Without the Hutzah v'Dafna, I would come up with some other explanation of how to split it. Maybe, you know, but the Hutzah v'Dafna, in other words. Maybe you would split it like the Rush splits it, that there's a difference between the materials and the thickness. That's how some people split it. I don't know. But the umiyo, the word umiyo, that's the implication of the word umiyo. Mio is saying it's like a daichik, it's a chiddush. And once I just got finished saying that the measurements in the Mishnah are overriding are called Minhag HaMedina, and we don't follow Minhag HaMedina when it comes to the measurements of more. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is that you don't follow the Minhag HaMedina when it comes to measurements of less. When do you follow Minhag HaMedina? For something else. But Taisus says that can't be because we find that Hutzah v'Dafna is good. And Taisus and Svara, which other people apparently argue with this Svara, but Taibis and Svara holds that Gvio less than six is as good or better than Hutzah v'Dafna. Therefore, he says one sentence beferish in the Gemara that Hutzah v'Dafna is good. So therefore, it must be that the shear of that less than six is also good. Okay. So far, it's easy. Now we get to the hard part. And where I think we were working on last time, but I assume we might have forgotten. So let's go over it again. Imtaimar, umay gemara boy, the gemara called Minhag HaMedina. Asuye mai, the gemara asked Akasha, and that Dawit says in Mishnah to call Minhag HaMedina. When I see him, that's the Gemara's kasha. So Taibis says it's a silly question. Also, the Gemara answers, Mishina suy hutzavadapta. So Taibis, the question is wrong and the answer is wrong. Kimoshin nago.
So Taibis' kasha is just on the teretz?
What?
Taibis' kasha is really only on the teretz?
Oh, it's on the kasha too, that the question. What was the Gemara's question? The answer is obvious. So the Gemara's question is asked on the question and on the answer. Is what was the Gemara's question? And why did the Gemara answer Hutzah v'Dafna?
One second, but Taisus just got finished telling you I have a raya from Hutzah v'Dafna. That's the Gemara.
Okay, good. Fine.
Without Hutzah v'Dafna, you wouldn't have a raya that anything goes on a minimum.
Second. Taisus is asking Akasha on the Gemara Dafna. The Gemara that would ask the question, why does the Mishnah say, what's the question? It's a silly question. The answer is obvious. It's Lasuye, And that's not even what the Gemara answered.
The Taisus just brought a raya from that Teretz of Hutz of Adafna. What's he doing?
Let me, you're jumping too much for me.
You're ahead of me. Now, the million-dollar Shaira. What is Taisus asking? When Taisus says, what does that mean? Does that mean in measurements, veal less than six? Or does that mean in material? Other materials like maxalas.
How about both?
Or both. Yes, could be both. Now, there's which one does Taivis mean? Now, Taivis Gupe answers, V'nir Rabbeinu Tav, the Davka, Hutza Davka, Havo Pachos Mikan, Hafilo Nogu, Minaketchidu. O Mikan, Muka Mikan, the Yesh Melogin, Shein Ismach Aleim, Hafir, Tatala, Kol Meg Matina. So, right, so the ambiguity is a very, very unclear Taisus. And there seems to be, I mean, there's a lot, either way, every way is a problem. Taivis is cautious. My boy, Gemara, the answer is obvious. You could say, so if you say that Taivis is, so which way do people want to learn first?
Measurements.
Measurements. So if you say Taivis' question is, that the Gemara's kasha was, that say that it's coming to tell you that even smaller measurements is good. Is good. And as I just got finished saying, in other words, the movement in Taivis is very, it's like this. I just got finished saying, Umiyu, that the smaller measurements are good. Without before the Miyu, I thought the smaller measurements are no good. But I just got this Mechadesh, that the smaller measurements are good. Why did I say that? Because it's Mukhla from Hutzim and Dafta. If that's the case, so why did the Gemara say, Hakol Geminek Amedina, to teach you the smaller measurements? And what's Rabbeinu Tam's answer?
He's reneging on his Havamina.
He's like, no, the smaller measurements are no good.
Like the Rosh.
Taisus brought a raya from Hutza V'davna that they're good.
So he's relearning the Pshat in the Gemara.
So we brought a raya from Hutza V'davna. Taisus held in Svara that if Hutza V'davna is good, so Gvio Pachos Mivav also has to be good.
So he's relearning Pshat in the Gemara. He's saying the Gemara's Havamina was, like Rebbe said last time, you know, what there must be some minimum out there. What is it? That's how the Rabbeinu Tam is relearning the Gemara. And the Gemara answers, Hutz of Adaf is the minimum.
The question is in Svara. Taivis started out, the way we're reading Taivis is like Mamish a yo-yo. Taivis before the Miyu would have assumed, because that's why Miyu, he would have assumed that the language of the Mishnah's Mashma, that Gvil less than six is no good. Says Taivis, Umiyu, even though the Lashon's Mashma that way, you can't say that because it's Mukhluch. What's a Mukhluch? Because if Hutz of Adaptor is good, then Gvil less than six also has to be good because logically, Gvil less than six is equal to Hutz of Adaptor. Then Taivis asks Akasha, so why did the Gemara say the Rabbah's Gvil less than six? Emphasizes. Gvil less than six is no good. But Hutza V'davna is good. And you just got finished saying that Hutza V'davna is better than Gvil Vav. And if Gvil Vav is good, then you have to say, I'm sorry, if Hutza V'davna is good, then you have to say Gvil Vav is good. So what you have to say is that Taisus now in his answer is backing is trapping his Umiyu, which is very strange because Umiyu was a Svara. Wasn't that's how Taivis read the Gemara.
No, it's a Svara based upon the Gemara on Hutzah V'Dafna.
Based on Svara, Taibis said.
And now, no.
Because of the Lashon of the Gemara, it's a Svara based on logic. That if Hutzah V'Dafna is good, so Gvio Vav also has to be
good. And now Rabbeinu Tam is relearning Pshat in that Gemara.
Yeah, but he's arguing with the Svara.
Yes.
It's a Svara. It's not a... It's not, Taibis in the beginning brought a Svara. He said, logically, I can prove me Svara that Gvio 5 is good. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, it's no good. Hi, what about your proof in Svara? It's wrong.
Could Rabbi just explain, where do we see Rabbeinu Tam saying that Gvil 2 is no good? I thought he's saying less than Hutzah V'Dafna.
No. We said, again, let's go back. Taibis Asikasha, Tim Taimar. My boy, because I call Kaminik Amadina Suyamai, Asuye, Ashram Hudadavna, Layman Asikminik Amikaimis. So we had a question, those four words. This is the million-dollar question. What does it mean, Layman Asuye Kaminik Amikaimis? So we had two paths of Shatan, or three. Asuye Amikaimis means it's small, all Amikaimis as far as measurements, which would mean Gvio 5. Nasuyei kol mekaymes can mean all mekaymes as far as material, which would mean Hutzah V'Dafna, Machzalot. Or it can mean both. So now whatever it means, that's where Rabbeinu Tam is being mechadesh. How does Rabbeinu Tam answer the kasha? By saying that that's really no good. And that's why the Gemara didn't say it. So if you learn the first approach, so Rafi wanted us to learn the first approach. If you learn the first approach, that the question was, "Lasuye kimine gol mekaymes," meaning veal less than 5, 6. So then Rabbeinu Tam's answer has to be that veal less than 6 is no good. And it all depends on Rabbeinu Tam's answer is depending on what the question was. So if the question was that you should say it's coming to tell you communicomicum is a smaller measurements.
But that's not what he says. He says Dafka Hutzah V'Dafna. How
Dafka Hutzah V'Dafna, but skinnier, but the Gemara only says Hutzah V'Dafna, but Gvil 6 is no good. That's how you read it. That would you would
wouldn't
have to
say, wouldn't you say Dafka Gvil 6 and not Gvil 2?
Yes, the language of Rabbeinu Tam in the Teretz is one of the negatives against this chat. Is the language is not so perfect. But
so
I thought that's not such a strong question because you could be daiching. I agree, it's not perfect because the answer was self on this. He didn't bother explaining in the answer because he's relying on the question. Since the question was, The question is, the question is going on skinnier measurements, which is very mashma because of the flow in Taisus. Because that's what he was discussing before with skinnier Gvio 5. So then when he asked him in Taimar, he's going on Gvio 5. So when he said in his answer, Abo Papas Mikan, he's referring to what he was referring to in the question.
The flow of Taisus, as I understood it, was that his question was that Lasuya Kolamakom was whatever they do, meaning both.
Okay, well, that's a different shot. Again, we have to take each shot independently and judge it. There's what we said are three choices. Lasuya Kolamakom could be Vio. Well,
why would you ever say
Kolamakom could be other materials, or it could be like Sandy said everything, but okay. But
why would you ever say that Lasuye Kolamakomos means only different measurements?
Because the since that's what Taisus, there's a problem in Taisus in that they're first of all to figure out a Hemshach. But it's even worse than figuring out the Hemshach. The million dollar that's what we'll jump to the other way. We'll see. Let's say you learn Taibis's kasha, is that he means Vasuye Kol Mekaimis means the material. Right? That's what you assume like that. So besides the fact that that has no hemshach in Taisis, because Taisis never discussed anything about the material, it's like he's changing the topic.
Right.
But it's even a worse problem. It's because this kasha has nothing to do with our Taisis. This kasha, you could just ask straight on the Gemara on Daf Tawid. You have a Gemara on Daf Tawid. The Gemara says, Hakol Gemina Gaudina Asuye Bai. And it answers, what are you doing? Hoop Nadapka. Why did you stop in Hoop Nadapka? Say any material. Why'd you pick the material of Hoop Nadapka? It's a very beautiful question, but it has nothing to do with the Gemara on Daf Beis. There's nothing to do with the Mishnah.
The answer is that Tosis's question is that it's La Suye Kol Lamakomos.
But that's meaning it's dependent
on what Tosis just said. Once Tosis said that even Gvil 2 could be used, and Hutzav Adafna, and everything, so now La Suye Kol Lamakomos.
Okay, so you're saying it means both.
Right.
So that's fine. We had three choices. But if once you say that it means but that too, so then you're no better. That means the Taivis Kasha should mean Asuya everything. And then when Taivis answer has to be that all those everything are no good. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you're wrong. Only Hutzav Adafna. So then,
No, Rabbi. It could be less than Hutzav Adafna. It could be less than Hutzav Adafna, right? Isn't that what you were saying, Sandy?
I don't know. Well, if Taivis is Kasha was, Taivis Kasha was, then let's figure out the possibilities. Okay, so if Taivis Kasha was, that why do you only say Hutzav Adafna? Why don't you say Lasuye other things? Taivis includes everything. He has, it should be in Lasuye. Veal less than six, and also other materials. So now, if Taivis is only answering, if Rabbeinu Tam's answer is only that only Hutzav Adafna, less than Hutzav Adafna is no good, but he still agrees that Veal five is good, then he didn't succeed in answering his question.
No, he is answering it because he's saying, you're right, it should have said that, but the Gemara wanted to teach me something. So that's why they said Hutzav Adafna, to come and tell you that in material we can't go any lower than Hutzav Adafna.
Okay, but if
and from Hutzav Adafna, I know
this question was not only on the Gemara's answer, but David's question is also on the Gemara's question.
Which where do we
right? David says that says my boy. Umishani. So Taivis' question is on the question too.
No, he has to bring the question.
But it's nobody, my boy, asking that the question doesn't make sense. So if the question is, if Taivis' question is, the question doesn't make sense because it's a simple answer. So just by saying that only Hutzav Adafna, but less than Hutzav Adafna is no good, you haven't answered the simple question. Because I don't know. Did you answer the simple question? So why was the Gemara's kasha? It could come to tell you.
The Gemara was asking because the Gemara knew that it's not including everything. Meaning even I'm saying structure fundamentally in Tosis, you have to explain that, right? No matter how you learn. That the reason why the Gemara had a question was because the Gemara knew that it doesn't mean mamish kol.
If Rabbeinu Tam is granting that Pachas Migvil 6 is good, and that was part of his kasha, so what Taivis asked, oh my boy, let them say that it's Mimarba everything, including Pachos me six, then how did he answer that part of the question?
What's the problem? I'm understanding.
Gemara, what was the Gemara's kasha? You could say the Mishnah's coming to tell me that Gvil 5 is good. What's the Gemara's
kasha? But Tosis's question could assume the Hutzav Adafna is the absolute minimum that's possible to be out there. Like, that's like, even Hutzav Adafna, it's mamish the minimum. And the Kiddush is no, there is even worse than Hutzav Adafna, and therefore that's what he's saying.
That's not what
I understand. Rabbi, I don't understand. Again, Tosis's question is that why does the Gemara have a question? Very simply, Hakol Kaminik Amadina means Hakol. So then why don't you just say very simply, Hakol? Why does the Gemara even have a question?
That's not what Tosis says. Tosis's words is Lema.
Lasuye Kol Amakomos, meaning everything.
So even if Warbeinu Tam answers that other less than Hutzav Adafna is no good, but you still have a kasha, it's to be lasuye. It could still be lasuye. The
gvil two.
The gvil five.
Right. So that's what it is doing.
Succeed in answering his question.
No, but. Meaning, his question was, why does the Gemara have a question? Why doesn't the Gemara just merely explain Hakol Kamina Gamadina means simply Lasuye Kol HaMakomos? And then why does the Gemara answer with only Hutzav Adafna when it really means everything? And then Rabbeinu Tam is answering, you know why the Gemara asked Lasuye Mai? It's because you're right. The Gemara understood that it's not being Lasuye Kol HaMakomos because it's not being Lasuye anything which is less than Hutzav Adafna. But it is including Hutzav Adafna, and it is including Gvil 5. It is including everything else.
You're making the Gemara have no Havamina. You're saying the Rabbeinu Tam's learning. Tosa had two questions, essentially, that the Gemara's question is no good.
Right. And the Gemara's answer is no good. I'm saying, but even no matter how you explain Tosa, you have to explain that the Gemara's Havamina was really because they sensed that Hakol doesn't mean everything. Meaning it wasn't, right?
Right, the Gemara and the Havamina felt, right, the Kol does not mean everything.
So that's how you have to explain it.
Gemara felt that there's, right.
So what's the problem?
The problem is there are three different ways of reading Taisa. So you want to read it one way. Okay, I don't know. If you want to read it, you know, that Tavis's kasha was, let the Gemara say that it's excluding everything, that it's marbe everything. What was the Gemara's kasha? Gemara has a kasha, a suye mai. It sounds like Gemara has a problem. What's the Gemara's problem? Let it just say it's coming to be marbe, more than. You know, what was the Gemara's problem? If Tavis's kasha was, you know, Tavis is asking a kasha, I don't understand the Gemara's problem. So you still don't understand the Gemara's problem because there's, you can say it's being marbe, V05. So what's the Gemara's problem?
I don't know. Where do we see that the Gemara, that Tosas has a problem with the Gemara's kasha? I see where he has it.
Oh, my boy.
How else would he present the Gemara? He has to quote the Gemara, even if his issue is only with the answer. He has to present the Gemara. So how is he? Huh?
He says, "My boy."
But we have to read the whole thing. We have to hold.
He shouldn't say, "My boy."
My boy, by Gemara.
Why do they answer? What does he mean, "My boy"? My boy means. Tavis has the problem that the Gemara's kasha doesn't make sense.
Meaning,
there's a simple answer to answer the Gemara's kasha. So, granted, Tavis in his answer says it's maybe not totally what he wouldn't say, but you're still left in your version. You're still left with an answer, simple answer to the question. The mission is coming to tell you. The mission is coming to tell you. Gvil 5.
Again, sorry, Rebbe, I'm not understanding. Again, meaning that how would Rebbe want to understand how Rabbeinu Tam's answering that question on the Gemara's question?
It depends. Again, I have two, three different readings of what Tavis's question is.
So,
according to any meaning, it comes out differently.
But the structural answer to all of them is the same, right?
No, it's every answer is different. If Daivis is Gasha was, if you learn the first way I was saying it, which was I thought what we Rabbi wanted me to learn it. So I was learning the first way, is that Taivis was Mechadesh. Taivis always knows that that Gvil, less than Gvil is no good. Says that the Gemara says Gvil. Taivis Kasha, the Gemara, Taivis Kasha, Taivis was the first way we said it was as follows. Taivis was mechadish when his meal that less than five, and less Gvil, less than six is good. Taivis has a Kasha, wait a second. If you're going to tell me Gvil less than six is good, so what was the Gemara? Again, Bishlama, before you came along, I understood the Gemara. The Gemara didn't want to say, I call Gemini Gamedina very schwer. We have to, obviously, you got to stick to what the Mishnah says. So, and the Gemara is answering a Chiddush that you're allowed to do Hutz of a Daphna. But now that you're telling me that Gvil 5 is also good, and Gvil 5 is even better than Hutz of a Daphna, so what, right, did the Gemara have to be Mechadish, Hutz of a Daphna? Maybe it's only Gvil 5 is good and Hutz of a Daphna is no good. That would be Davis's Kasha. Taivis answers, no, the Gemara knows that Gvil 5 is no good. And therefore, the only thing to be marvelous is Hutz of a Daphna. Right? That would be, I thought, you know, I know everyone has their own simple reading. I thought that was a simple reading of Taisus. Let me just say it over again, because I'm afraid I'm losing too many people.
Within that same way of reading it, why can't we just it be mechadish that instead the answer is that the Gemara wants to be mechadish that less than Hutz of a Daphna is a problem?
Because according to this reading, the Gemara Taivis even in his always knew that. According to this reading, the simple reading, what I thought was the simplest reading, is Taivis always knew that less than Hutz of a Daphna is no good. And that's why if Taivis
assumed that Hutz of a Daphna was also no good.
Wait, one second. And Taivis would have, if Taivis did a Hemshach, the way I read it, I thought the simplest reading is there's a Hemshach in Taivis. Taivis went ahead and was Mechanei Shumiyu, that less than five Agvio is good.
Dimensions, not on the material.
Yes. Now, because Taivis says that, he asks a question. And Taivis is saying that less than five Agvio is even better than Hutz of a Daphna. So now I have a problem. What's the Gemara not Dawid? Where did the Gemara come to be Mechadesh that Hutz of a Daphna is good? Because in the Gemara was Mechadesh, Hutz of a Daphna is good, because the Gemara had a problem. It has to be marbe something. So the Gemara says, must be a Chiddush, it's marbe Hutz of a Daphna. Rektaiv is a Gasha, that's not Muchruch, because maybe it's only marbe Gvil 5, and Gvil 5 is better than Hutz of a Daphna. And maybe Enoch Inami, Hutz of a Daphna, is no good.
Or Tosis means both. Maybe Tosis is asking why is the Gemara say Hutz of a Daphna? The Gemara says Komos, Hutz of a Daphna, or Gvil 2.
Okay, but I would even say, like they say, okay, maybe. Either way, I would say David's Gasha is that say, well, in other words, that would be the two questions. The first question is, where is the, you know, if you said your way, then the second question, it doesn't make sense, because then that's what the Gemara means, because Hutz of a Daphna includes Gvil 5. So that's why I thought David's asking two questions. Gemara's question, there's an obvious answer. And what right did the Gemara have to be Mechadesh Hutz of a Daphna, since Gvil 5 is what the Mishnah's mean marbet, and that's better than Hutz of a Daphna? So Meheche Taisa, the Hutsu Adafna is good. Ever Taisis, because the Gemara held, not like me, that Veil 5 is no good. Therefore, the Gemara was stuck. What is our goal, Gemini Gamadina, coming to teach you? And where's the new? It must be, it's teaching you Hutsu Adafna. That could be a reading. What's wrong with that reading is that it makes Taisis like a yo-yo. Because Taisa starts out assuming VO5 is no good. Then he says, Umiyu, VO5 is good because it has to be no worse than Hutsu Adafna. It's better than Hutsu Adafna. And then he asks Akasha. And in his answer, he just drops the Miyu. And he says, no, I guess I was wrong. Hutsu Adafna is better.
And also, Rebbe, according to that understanding, what's Tosis's question on the Gemara's question? What is that?
Gemara's question, very good. The Gemara is searching what the Gemara's question is. What in the world is there to be marvin?
And the Gemara always asks that on Hakol Kaminag Medina. It's a standard question the Gemara is always asking.
Right, because the Gemara is asking that there's nothing to be marvin. You obviously we follow. The Gemara is asking, we should follow, the Mishnah gives a measurement. So the Mishnah gives a measurement. So we should be locked into the Mishnah's measurement. So what are you being marbe with the Kol Medina? So the smallest, the Mishnah with our Kol Medina Medina is moving as slightly, in other words, basically the way they're reading it, this shot is, the Mishnah is giving a measurement. The measurement is to be locked in. Then they're saying a chiddush. I call Gemini Gamedina that you're allowed to move away from the measurement. Movement? The Gemara is asking, what are we moving away from the measurement? So Taiva's Kasha is simple. We're moving away from the measurement that we're allowed to use a lower number. So what was the Gemara's kasha, and why did the Gemara answer that? And then they should have no right to even say that Chutzav Adafna is good because there's no riot from the Mishnah. Because the fact that it says Hakol Kaminik Amedina, that only could mean smaller measurements, but it doesn't. Chutzav Adafna is worse than that. The Meheche Teiter, that's good.
So how can you have a kasha on the Gemara's question? He's saying clearly, Lema, Hakol Kaminik
Amedina. The Gemara is asking a silly question. There's a very simple answer. The Gemara should say it's being marvel, a lower measurement.
Okay, so he's saying that. Lema lo sui kamina kolam kamos. Whatever that means, yeah, he's saying that is what the Gemara should answer. That means he's okay with the question.
Just because then that answer is so obvious that the question doesn't make sense.
So if that's true, but doesn't the Gemara, according to Rabbi, doesn't the Gemara still have a good question because Hagufa Tosfos knows that Gvil 5 works from because of Hutzav Adafna. The Gemara was never Mechadish that yet. So isn't that a fair question for the Gemara to ask?
The Gemara, I don't know. That doesn't, since Taivis proved that it's good, so he's assuming the Gemara knows that.
So now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the story of the Gvil 5?
According to this reading, see, every reading is different.
According to this reading,
it's so complicated.
According to this reading,
VO5 at the end of Taisus is no good.
So therefore, the whole assumption that Taisus says that the Minig HaMedina is either going to be excluding less or including more, whatever it is, that's all out the window.
No, the Minig, Taisus. Taivis Miu is out the window. Taivis, that VL6
Gvil 5 is included.
It's excluded. According to the end, Taivis holds that just like the number is
excluded. Right, that it's excluded. It's excluded.
Right.
Meaning if it's right. we go totally Kaminik HaMedina.
Right.
Now, 1 second. Now, Rebbe, according to this shot, also, Aval Pachos Mikan is a little bit sure. No,
the language is Mikan. Not so sharp. I admitted that the language, this shot has two drawbacks. The drawback number one is that it makes Tosfos a yo-yo. That Tosfos before said that Gvio 5 is better than Hutzav Adafna. And if Hutzav Adafna is good, then Gvio 5 has to be good. And Tosfos now is dropping that without explaining why he takes it back. Just he says, because they answered the question, but what about your Svara? And two, the language is not perfectly sharp, but the advantage of we'll go through the Cheshbon. The advantage of the chat is there's a tremendous flow. Immediately before was discussing Gvio 5, so that the Intomar is an exact flow from what he said. You just got finished saying Gvio 5 is good. If that's the case, I have a question. According to the other Pshatim, that Tosfos is attacking, it should have said other materials or everything. So then it is not a flow because the other materials you could have, if Tosfos, that has nothing to do with what Tosfos said before. That Tosfos, Tom Tosfos is asking that you should say, I call Gemina Gamedina. It means other materials. It means everything.
It's not nothing. If you say it's the all pshat, it's not nothing. It's just not exactly what Tosfos was discussing. It was inclusive of what Tosfos was discussing.
But it's not good. But what does it have to do with what Tosfos said before? Tosfos feels. Why does Tosfos think that everything is good? Because he thinks that's what I call Gemina Gamedina means. So that has nothing to do with anything that Tosfos said before.
According to this reading of Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out that Hakol Kamina Gamedina is going.
Which reading? I'm sorry, I don't know.
The way Rabbi is reading now, that when it says Aval Pachos Mikan is not good, as we're talking about Gvil 5.
Right.
It comes out that Hakol Kamina Gamedina is going only on material and nothing about the sizes.
That's right.
Okay. So then, how's Rabbeinu Tam proving it about the Minak Hedyot?
Because the Mishnah, that's perfect, because it comes out that when the it says in the Mishnah called Gemina Gamedina, which is and the Gemara is saying that's going on Hutzav Adafna, so I call Gamedina is going on the material, and yet we don't go every material, so that's a perfect raya.
So although the words, I mean, it seems like Rabbeinu Tam's words when he says that umochiach mikan deish minogim that are not good, it looked like it's going back on his words when he said aval pachos mikan, it's not going to work. Right. But we're saying that pachos mikan is really going on Gvil 5, but the minhagim that he's referring to that are not good is going about on cardboard as opposed
to. Okay, take that back. I take that back. I call Gemina Gamedina. One second.
Sandy, are you saying that
it's no good?
It's no good.
He's switching to material.
We can.
Is that your cup?
Okay, I'm not sure.
Why isn't it good? Right? Less than six is not, even though people do it doesn't work.
No, because
you can't.
Right now, it comes out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kol Kamina Gamedina is referring only to material, not to size.
That's the chav.
You can't come and tell me any particular size. Oh, this size is not good. And although it says Kol Kamina Gamedina, it's a minak shtus. Those were never included in the words.
I'm not sure. Because Kol Kamina Gamedina, you said Kol Kamina Gamedina, but Abel P. Kane.
That's a stretch.
You're not following.
That's a stretch to come and say, you know.
No, why is that the time to call Gemina Gamedina?
You said I called Gemina Gamedina, and yet you didn't. The words I called Medina means all Gemina Gamedina, and yet you don't follow all Gemina Gamedina.
No, but Sandy's saying that according to this chat, I call Gemina Gamedina is only going on the material.
I don't know about that. I call Medina, the words mean I called Gemina Gamedina, and yet, but practically speaking, it's only because. But that's not what the words mean. The words mean "kol kamina gamedina." So,
and even if it didn't connect to the words,
you scream at me all you want. I didn't make up this chat. Look at the. Oh, you don't. You don't. You don't have. Do any of you people have the fancy Gemaras?
My Gemara is too old to be fancy.
In the fancy Gemara,
I have Talmud from 21 years ago or something.
In the fancy Gemara with the Perush, with the
35 new, years
new,
ago.
With the new Perushim, with the new Perushim in the back. You know, the fancy Gemaras that they have new Perushim in the back.
The ones that have the Kibitz built in.
Yalkut Perushim, Meforshim HaChadosh.
Yeah.
So you have that. So if you look in the back.
That one my kids in Yeshiva can afford. I can't afford that one.
Okay. So if we look in the back, he says, he brings from Amare Kayen, who says, I'll read it for those who don't have it. Ratzalaymar. He's going to explain Typhus's question. That's what the Mishnah is being marbet. The name of the Af Azel Levad Koi Tevis I call Asui Vasui. The Lo Gama Hutso. Now the Tzivis Kash is that say that I call Gemina Gabadina was only marbet five veal, and Hutso is no good. Uminoden Asui Gam Hutso. So how did Gemara know that Hutz is good? Talzeh Kosev Rabbeinu Tam. The Pachos Mikan Rotzalaymar. What does Pachos Mikan mean? As much as you scream at me, it doesn't fit into the words. He says Rotzalaymar Timnago Bigvil Pachos Mishisha. That's what it means. Pachos Mikan means Vil Pachos Mishisha. Ain this will come minig bizeh. The minigaruahu. The bad minig. So he actually says it, John. Then at the end, he says he doesn't like it because it doesn't fit into the rush. Okay.
Rebbe, another advantage of this shot could be, I was thinking, when we were talking about this the other day, is it also maybe makes the Maram that we didn't understand make sense. Because the Maram was Gufo trying to say, to look at the angle of whether greater than 4-6 would also be a good way of looking at it. And we said, we don't understand the Maram because of the fact that the Hutzav Dafna proves to Tysus that goes less than. But if it's just one step in Tysus is flip-flopping, and at the end of the day, Tysus is going to come out saying that 5 is not good, so then the Maram's question could be a valid question. He's not asking just on that step in Tysus. He's asking Lamaisa, how do we know that it doesn't include greater than 6?
Okay, I believe it or not, I agree with you. Okay. Anyway, but let's just go through the chayyim. So we have three pshatim in Taiva. We got to get a little confusing here, but it's not so confusing. The question is, what was Taiva's question? So pshat number one is Taiva's question is based on the flow. The flow is Taiva's immediately before was discussing veal less than 6. So Taibis Kasha is, why does the Gemara ask a question? And why does the Gemara be Mechayish Hutzav Dafna? Say Hutzav Dafna is no good. And the Mishnah is coming to teach you Gvil 5. And for Taibis, I made a mistake and he's dropping off the meal. The negative of that is that one is that Taibis is a yo-yo. That he's in Svara, first he said that Hutzav Dafna is better than Gvil 5. And now he's saying just the opposite. And this is just a Svara shayla. It's not, no raya. They're just, you know, smoking a cigar. What's better? And also, I agree, the language of Taivis is not so perfect. Shot number two is.
I mean, what's the problem with being a yo-yo? If Taivis feels in Svara, the Gvil 5 is better. He would like to say that. He's disproven from the Gemara.
Because, so why did he say Yumiyo? If Taibis felt it's not so mukhruch, then you can, if you have a ride for the Gemara, you drop it. So what was the Umiyo? How did Taibis know Umiyo? You know, isn't it not, even though you think that, but not, you know, isn't it? Yes, nish, nish.
So he feels in sorrow.
The fact that Taibis said Umiyo means, even though it makes it teichik in the Lashon, because it should be, you know, the pashas is that if the number is, you know, that we should be consistent. And if the number is excluding the higher number, it should also be a screen of our number. But because it's I have a raya, so it makes me, the raya is so strong that it makes me daichik the lashon. That's why it's umiyu. It means that I'm based on this, I'm going to say a daichik. And this then, based on the kasha, no, okay, no, I take it back. So it's like, it's not like Tom said, this is what I would think. You know, it's even before when he said umiyu, he's implying it's the pashas should not be that way. But so it makes him like a yo-yo. Like, he knows the mashmos is not that way, but he says, but it has to be, because you got to be deichik the mashmos.
What's shot number
then
two?
Then he got another gosh, and then he says, okay, I'll drop it.
Let's go by. What's shot number two?
Shot number two, in this simple way, is that Fekir Tzivitz is not discussing measurements at all. He sees that the Gemara is discussing material, and he's only focusing on materials, and he's saying, and there's no hemshach, and nothing to do with anything he was talking about before. And his question is that, why did the Gemara say that teaching you the marbe, the material of Hutzav Adafna, she should say it's marbe, the material of lesson Hutzav Adafna. And for Tzivitz, the material of lesson Hutzav Adafna is Enoch Inami, is no good. And this pshat is bad, is schwer, because it just is no Amshach and Tysis. Because Tysis was not discussing anything about materials till now. So why in the world is he jumping to a discussion about materials? And it's also, as he could have asked his question on Daf Tawid without anything that he said. The Gemara said, Amute Hutzav Adafna. Why Hutzav Adafna? What about something less than Hutzav Adafna? Why'd you pick on Hutzav Adafna? Right? So that was shot number two.
But in that one, Tosa, the Rabbi Natav's answer flows very well.
That one, Rabbi Natav, the answer flows very well. The only problem is that it just doesn't. You know, there's Rabbein Atam, the Kasha thought that you say, I call Kaminik Amedina, your marba everything, because like you said, that's what Tavis says, Umikan Mashma. Tavis didn't know that, and it's Havamina. So he thought that I call Kaminik Amedina means everything. So if it's going on materials, it has to mean all materials. So therefore, Tavis asked the Kasha, so what's the Gemara's problem? And in the end, the Gemara should say, it's my call Kaminik Amedina, every single material. And for his Tzivitz, because the Gemara held in Svara that other materials lower than Hutzav Adafna are no good.
Isn't that in fact excluding, not including?
Nothing to do. What?
So what's shot number three?
Once again, isn't that excluding, not including them? The Gemara says Lasuyemai. According to the way we're reading it, it's really excluding, not including.
Right. In other words, the Gemara thought, well, I don't know what the Gemara and the Havamina held, but maybe the Gemara.
The Gemara and the Havamina thought less than
Hutzav Adafna. From the Gemara, he's learning out the excluding, but the Gemara and the Havamina might have been the Havamina excluded everything. You know, the Gemara, it's just Tysus. Okay.
No, it must be excluded everything, because we're saying what's coming to include. Include means Gemara, something more than I thought.
The Gemara and the Havamina thought that everything's excluded, and the Gemara is saying a Chiddush. Hutzav Adafna is good, and less than that is no good. Okay. And
meaning excluded anything that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Gevil and those things in the Mishnah would be fine. So what is a Kalmudim coming to include? It's coming to include something beyond what's mentioned in the Mishnah.
Right. And that is Hutzav Adafna. And the Tzivitz problem is what was the kasha? Simple as including everything. And every Tzivitz, no, that's not true. We don't include everything. Shot number three.
What is the question answer? It's just obvious. The answer is it's only Hutzav Adafna.
No, because Tzivitz Hamina was that you can't say such a thing. Because since it says, I call Gaminik Amedina, so, and Tzivitz thought it's Daichik to say, the Yesh Min Hagen Shein Vismoch Aleim. So Tzivitz thought that if there's a Minig of Max Sardis, you have to include that also. Because that's the mashmalos of the Mishnah.
And what's Rabbeinu Tam answering?
Rabbeinu Tam's mechadesh that yesh min hagin shein nismoch aleihem avido eichin etanan akol kaminik amedina.
And that's the switch between the Havamina and Maskana.
What?
That's the switch between
the Havamina and Maskana. Tzivitz is Maskana. Yes. Okay. That's shot number two. And shot number three is that Taifas's kasha was to be that say I call Kaminik Amadina is marba everything, both measurements and material. So the confusion, which is what we were getting in the share, is assuming that that's shot number three. Does when Taifas gives his answer, does he have to say that both are no good, or is it enough if he says just one of them is no good? That's where we were getting confused in the shot number three, which is confusing, right? In other words, if Taifas is kasha with shot number one, say it means veal five, so then the answer clearly is veal five is no good. If Taifas kasha was, say it means maksadas, other materials, so the answer is maksadas is no good. If the question was, say it means both, Veal 5 and Maksadas. So when Taifas answers, Pachos Mikan is no good, is he saying that both is no good? Or is he only saying one of the two is no good? Right? That I'm not so sure about.
Why can we say Taifas is talking about the overall strength of the wall? It's not size or material, it's a combination. Is this wall a durable defense?
Okay, but there's two different. There's two different cases.
So therefore, Gvil 5 is for sure better than thorns and whatever. That's for sure better than that.
So that means that Taifas in his question, the question is Taifas' question meant both. So then when Taifas in his answer, Taifas Gasha is, why did the Gemara say both? So Pashtus, when Taifas answers, he has to answer that both are no good. If he's saying that both are no good, then we're no better.
Are you back to the yo-yo?
Three over pshat one. Now, if you say that in pshat three, you don't have to say that the answer they're both no good, then we could make pshat three better than pshat one, right? So that's where we were getting, in the beginning of the confusion. Pasha pshat, if the kasha is on the question, what's the Gemara's kasha? You can say two choices. So the answer has to be that they're both no good. Once you retain that Enoch and Ami VO5 is good, then you haven't answered the question.
I did, because his question is, the Gemara should have said the words, le rabos, one second. Those words I cannot say, because it's not including Kamina Kamakomos.
In other words, you're saying like this, you're saying, that what if you said that Taifas feels a simple answer is the rabbos called everything. Once you say it's not the rabbos everything, then the Gemara has the right to ask Lasuye Mai. In other words, Taifas's question was, listen, I have a simple reading of the Mishnah that I call Gemina Kamedina means everything. And for Taifas, the Gemara knew it couldn't mean everything because it doesn't mean veal. It doesn't mean maksadas. Therefore, the Gemara's question is, now that it doesn't mean maksadas, so what does it mean? But Enoch and Ami, and Taifas' answer is only saying that maksadas is no good. But he's not dropping the meal, right? Okay, and all right, that would be the third shot. The question though still is, because we're running out of time, we kind of have something, is it why is there any hemshach? Why couldn't this be, what does it have to do with what he said before?
He mentioned as a proof that thorns and whatever was a proof that the Gvil 5 works. He opened the door, so to speak, by saying that that's a proof. Now he's talking about it. Now you're going to talk about that particular point. On that particular point, how come it mentions it? And that's the Pesach for asking what he's asking. And therefore, he limits it to Gagufa to say, yes, it's true. At the end of the day, it does teach me Gvil 5 works. But it's coming to exclude the case of the cardboard.
Okay. All right. I think Danny will say something else too, but okay. You're saying that that because without what he said before, I would have said less than five is no good. So then you can't say now how about everything. Sandy and Emmanuel was trying to say is that Tzav is his only problem. And it's once some yes or not and some not, so the Gemara has a right to ask Lasuye Mai, because we want to know where do we draw the line. But Tzav is his whole gasha was say everything. And he only could ask, say everything. Once he was mechanish, the Gvil 5 is good. But Tzav is in his Havamina that thought that the measurement is coming to tell you that Gvil 5 is no good, then he wouldn't have had any question. Because then you can't say, I'll sue you everything. Right? That would be what you said would be the Hemshech and Tysis.
And now Gvil 5 is still good?
Now Gvil 5 is still good.
At the how does the Gemara know who Sevadaf is good?
The Gemara just knew it because the Gemara was smart. There's no riot whatsoever. In other words, the way they're learning like this, the Gemara's question is not really a question. The Gemara is asking a point of information. The Mishnah, there obviously are some things that are included and some things that aren't included. The Mishnah is ambiguous. It doesn't tell you where do you draw the line. So the Asuye Mai is not a question that there's something schwer about the Mishnah. It's just a point of clarification. That's how Sandy wants to learn, and he may want to learn. That's a point of clarification. Where is the cutoff point? We know there's a cutoff point somewhere. Obviously, some things you're marvin, some things you're not. Right? The way the other Pshatan word, Asuye Mai, was a question. Doesn't make sense. What are you being marvin? You went ahead and you wrote the Mishnah exclusion, so what are you being marvin? But this Pshat, they're learning, Pshat number three, is it just a question of definition, and not a where is the cutoff point? Where is the line? And for it, the line is who's the adopter. How do we know? Because we're smart. Okay, anyway, the lead editor, I think we should go over it again tomorrow. So again, tomorrow, I hope to have regular share, regular time from Lakewood, Bethesham. But there is a possibility that the technology won't work. But who's
going to be? Rebbe's going to be in Lakewood.
I'm right here
in Lakewood.
Okay. Rabbi Palgan's son is getting married. I'm going to the wedding. But he promised me, I mean, not promised, he told me that the schedule, because they have to finish before Shkia, so he said they'll be finished the chuppah before, it's cool. And he's going for 5 o'clock. It's a very early wedding. So the, I should be at the only thing I just have to be get the technology. So, okay. So hopefully I have nothing Yeshaya Schwartz also coming along to the wedding. He said he'll fix it up. So hopefully we'll be okay.
We have faith in us and Yeshaya.
What?
We have faith on us and Yeshaya's ability to handle technology.
Yes, he said he'll work out the technology. I just should bring my computer. Okay. All right, Yeshaya, so I want to go over again tomorrow, maybe just a three shot them. And we'll see right there. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.